Welcome to the Ots Fuck Lemonade Lifestyle Podcast.
Where us is all cooking.
He's noodled it.
We Mots fuck it.
He has noodled it.
Don't know about you. Joining me on this very hot evening is Bulge.
Noodle.
Also joining me and Bulge on this hot evening is John.
Bulge.
Well, have you got shorts on, Bulge?
Yeah.
We're all wearing shorts.
That's why it smells so bad in here.
It smells so good in here.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the podcast.
If the crow sits was a nice smell.
If what?
Never mind.
If the crow sits was
necrosis. Necrosis.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
He's such a nerd.
If you were looking at something that was dead, you'd say it's...
dead.
Yeah.
Anyway. Necrode.
Yeah.
Hence,
I think necrosis is like dead tissue.
Well,
anyway,
this
is a car
sense.
Podcast.
Necro makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because the old filiacs.
Yes, you know.
So necro means
I'll,
dead.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll take my worm for it.
Call that a worm?
Again?
Call that a worm?
Lice, more like.
Tick.
Flied lice.
Flied lice, you plick.
Tick.
So, what is new, Bulge?
I can't remember where I got to last time.
Your Brex was hot.
Brex was on fire.
Yes, so I did what I should have done in the first place and bought some Audi ones, and now they're fine.
Isn't that weird?
Spooky, that.
That is annoying, isn't it? Because yes. You shouldn't have had to have bought...
If you were
the first person... Right, this is not concerning yet.
If you were first Pearson.
If you were the first Pearson to say,
goof.
Oh, these are cheap on the internet, I'll fucking buy these.
Yeah.
Then I'd have gone, you're a clown, Bulge.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you expect? But as we said in the previous episode, they've been tried and also tested. Mm. Is that the same thing as well, by the way? I'll try it. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
They've been tried and also tested.
Mm.
And they were fine.
Yeah.
But didn't you buy the cheapest of the...
Well, I bought the same ones that someone recommended me that they bought for their car,
right.
And they were fine on their car.
Yeah, well, so and that's what I mean. That's why it's so
reasonable assumption was they'll probably be right, and they were.
And also, I trust what he says.
Yeah,
genuinely, I would.
Yeah. I think it's just inconsistency in manufacturing.
Yeah,
I think that's anyway.
What
some
it boils
Audi ones,
down to,
eh?
That's what it boils down
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And how are they? Have you done any 90-mile-an-hour jaunts for a laugh in the evening?
No.
Right.
Yeah. They're fine. They're fine. Yeah, they're fine. Spot on. Work like they should. Weirdly.
Work like the other ones should have.
Spookily. Mm.
Got an annoying vibration at motorway speeds.
An annoying mate.
Got one of those, definitely. Sat over there.
Don't point at John
Mile,
like that.
Not John.
So you got an annoying noise from your mate on the motorway at 70?
Yeah.
You do 70 on the motorway, do you?
Yeah.
Mad.
On the way through.
Yeah. Briefly.
Yeah. Let the car cool down a bit.
Yeah.
And then up to 71.
Yeah, why not?
Drop two cogs to go 1 mile an hour.
Which is slightly annoying because I've had new tyres recently as well, and it was vibrating before I had new tyres, so either National haven't fucking balanced the wheels properly or something is amiss. So I don't know.
What tyres are you going for?
Asymmetric sixes again. Goodyear's. Eagle
F1s. Oh. Nice. I always rated them on my 330D. I got them every single time for the, like 70,000 fucking miles I'd done in the car.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So yeah.
I can't afford, you know, the stuff that John buys.
PS5 isn't really any more expensive than a Eagle F1.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's almost like asking, you know, when you ask like politicians, how much is a pint of milk? And they go, a grand? I don't really know. My butler
it could
gets
be 20p, it could be a grand.
I don't know.
Really know. Yeah.
John going, well, they're virtually the same price. Yes. In your world, maybe. Golf boy.
I paid 180 quid fitted for two, so I don't think you ain't getting one PS5 for that, I don't think.
Yeah, I didn't. I can't remember what I paid now.
Don't look, because you'll be shocked. Because I'll be honest, my ADOH.
Because mine ain't as big as yours, morning.
More, well, famously it is.
Anyway.
Yeah, my ADOH, I thought, yeah, they weren't that bad. And then when I looked in, I searched through my emails to find them, to just get the size I think it was. And I was like, fucking hell, I paid that for them, did I?
Yeah.
Christ. We have a moment of silence while John finds this email receipt.
Anywho.
Well, in a 235/35/19, £136.
What, fitted?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I still paid 180 quid for two
tyres.
Told
you were wrong.
Fitted.
Told you you were wrong. John, so yeah, anyway, back to you, Bolshoi. Brakes are all good now?
Yeah, seem to be fine. Them? Yeah.
Noticeably better than...
Yeah, they actually respond. As opposed to just sort of nothing and then getting hot.
No, I meant the OE ones.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, they work as they should. Yeah, spot cool. on.
It's good. Anything else? Annoying noise.
I might need a clutch at some point, but...
So the fucking wheel spins you keep doing.
Wait until that dies, I think.
Might as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And truth be told, it could probably do with a carbon clean and some injectors, but... I'll cross that bridge when it comes
no,
to it.
No, it doesn't. Nah. If I know you well enough, Bulge, and I respect you for this, but that car will do another 80k without those things needed to be done.
Yeah, maybe. Might take the inlet manifold and just have a look at some point.
Okay. John?
Absolutely nothing new.
Really?
On the car front. Well, not since 2 weeks ago.
Well, you've done some prom runs, haven't
you? Well.
Give it a wash.
I didn't.
Oh, here it comes. What do you mean?
Well,
let somebody else drive it.
Well, yeah, my old man elected my car.
Can you leave that alone?
No. My old man elected my car to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, fine, you carry on.
Right.
And he was like, well, no, you can.
So I'm not wasting like, the fucking evening.
No, I don't know the lad. You fucking do it.
I'm
gonna go home and pull my plonker in front of the telly. I've got no interest in going to a prom.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't do that there.
No, that's frowned upon.
Yeah, for like saying something on the Glastonbury stage.
Yeah, anyway. So it's my dad's friend's son.
Right on,
and he was like, "Oh,
dad's friend's son's boy."
Bearing in mind, he only gave me fucking 3 days' notice as well.
Oh, nice.
Or 4 days. Told me on the Monday. Or, I need to borrow the Cayman on Thursday. And I said, yeah, okay, what for?
Hmm.
You know, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, got to do a prom run in it. I was like, all right, yeah, fine. No worries. And, yeah, then on the Tuesday, he was like, so I've told Ryan to get here for 5 o'clock, and they're only down at Woodbury, and I was like, right, why are you
telling me?
Has he got a driving license?
Yeah.
And I said, you're a 15-year-old kid on a Cayman.
I literally said to him, are you expecting me to do this? He was like, well, yeah, it's your car, and I was like, no fucking way, no way, I'm not doing it. You've elected it. You fucking crack on.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You fucking crack on, pal. I'd have said, I'm not doing it.
And also, I mean, I'm sure you're paraphrasing, but I wouldn't have said, you know, I'd have said, you know, you're going to need the Cayman on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thinking, not why? I need the Cayman.
Yeah, but when he said, I need the Cayman.
Yeah.
Sounds like you can drive him by.
Carry on then.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'll get it here and I'll clean it for you. Yeah. And that's what it'll be.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you really wrote.
Yeah. You fucking.
So what did you do? Just drive it to work?
Yeah, I just drove it to work. Yeah.
How'd you get home?
I took Dad's car.
Ah.
And then once Dad had finished the prom run. But, you know, it just made me even more glad that I didn't agree to it. Because they left Phoenix at 5.
Mm-hmm.
They got there way too early, obviously. Because it wasn't until 6 o'clock that the gates even open.
And you've got to be fashionably late for something like that.
Yeah. And I was like,
the whole point of turning up in a bright yellow Porsche is that people see you, and if you turn up before everyone's there,
yeah,
what's the point? You
it's
might as well have turned up in your mum's
an
car.
Hour from
no
Columpton to Woodbury, unless you're walking. I was like, okay, you crack on, kind of thing. So they sat near Woodbury for the best part of an hour once they got there. And then obviously,
so like weather,
that was awkward, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then obviously, where the cars are coming in doing the loop, there's a huge, great queue for the cars. So he didn't actually get back to Wellington to pick his car up until like 8:20.
Fuck!
And I was like, fucking glad I didn't do it.
Yeah, right.
Did he charge?
No, because it's friend. Isn't it?
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Did you have a prom bolt?
I wasn't allowed.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't allowed to go.
You're a terrible... I'm sure that really upset you, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
You can't go to the prom? And this is punishment?
Yeah.
Cool, I wasn't going anyway.
Yeah, so.
I haven't planned on going anywhere, Matt, so I don't really give a fuck.
Did you have a prom?
Yeah.
In Brushford?
He went.
No.
Can I just say something now? I... Don't ask me why. It's not weird. But I Google Maps Brushford the other day. Fuck, it's in the middle of nowhere. No one
Did you never go there?
Why would I go there?
Because we were friends?
Not back then.
No, he was married back then. He wasn't allowed out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you leave Brushford?
It was 37 years ago.
When a person leaves, they like celebrate you on like...
No, fuck no. You got to break out of the place.
Really?
Yeah. It's
like, yeah, you got to apply
to
the...
concentration camp.
Good. Work camps.
If they exist.
Work camps. I was like, man, see, this will forever be known as John Young Day. The day that he escaped from Brushford. Man. Is that how it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a statue of you in the middle of the square.
You have to apply to the chief slack jawed yokel to leave.
Yeah.
Is it in Somerset?
Yes.
Okay, that makes it more slack jaw.
Okay. Well, I'll be goddamn, Marlene. This young boy's going to jump up to the city life. He's going to a place called Willand.
Was it Forrest Gump at the end there? Willand.
Oh, Christ.
Is that in Germany? Nope.
Similar sounding place in Germany, though.
Yes. There's speed limits in Willand.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. But fuck nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you for why. Actually, I will tell you why. Because something that's affecting you currently, the route I normally would have taken meant I had to get off at Junction 26.
Mm.
So the route it tried to take me, to be fair, went bad. I didn't go that way in the end. But was up through bloody Dulverden and all that shit.
Where was he going to, boy?
Watch it.
Tar Steps. What?
Mm.
Wow. That's around the houses to get there. Ish.
Not really. There's literally just... The
trouble is, if you go to Taunton, you come off at Junction 25, yeah, and then you've got to go all the way through the back of Taunton before you even get to bloody Cross Keys.
Good point, yeah.
And
Taunton's fucked as well.
And then it's an hour from there.
Yeah.
It's an hour to get to watch it, which is like, what, 600 yards away?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about an hour.
It's not an hour, John.
Fucking is.
No, it just feels like an hour. It ain't actually an hour.
It's not an hour, I'm
mate,
sure you.
It don't take me an hour in the truck.
I have played... Alright, not from Taunton.
I think it's barely an hour from here.
From Wellington. From Wellington to Minehead.
Wellington.
So, yes, okay, it's further than watch it. But I have only ever managed to do it in less than an hour during normal times.
Driving
so, no, not if you get a nice clear road, you don't even have to drive like Bulge. You just do the speed limit and
not do 90.
Yeah, yeah, that. Nah. If you just do the speed limit, it's like what, 35 minutes? I have never been able to drive from my house in Wellington to Minehead in less than an hour, other than maybe one or two occasions. And I've done it a lot because I used to play golf at Minehead.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, it must have been a nearer course, surely.
Yeah, but that's... What a stupid thing to say.
How's that? I mean...
Do you think every single course is just a copy and paste of each other?
What, Minehead is that good?
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
Loads better.
Is it really? I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking the questions.
You've got Parkland and Lynx courses in the UK, right? And Lynx is a... Lynx is a coastline course.
Africa.
It's left in German.
It's left in German, yeah. Thanks, so, Duolingo, for telling me that.
Lynx 4, Tai Via.
What does that mean?
A Lynx.
Lynx 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
It's a Rammstein lyric.
Okay.
Fair.
Oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Left 2, 3, 4, right. Two,
oh, that does
three.
Make you. You think yep. I'd know that? Say it again, Bolt?
No.
Why? Because I asked you to. John, ask him to say it again.
Say it again, Bulge?
No, because he told you to say it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Say it again, but I want you to say it. Say that.
No.
Okay.
Only because I'm lost.
I'm supposed to be podcasting as well.
Sure, but she said bullshit.
Minehead is a Lynx course, which obviously, on a Lynx course, when you're on the coast like that, because you are literally on the coast. Do you know where Minehead Golf Club is?
Is that up North Hill, up top there?
No.
Oh.
No, so where Butlins
next to
is. Yeah, just drive past Butlins down the seafront there. It is on the sea.
So you have railway, water, basically.
No. The
have you been to Minot before, Bob?
The yeah. railway's here.
Yeah.
Butlins is here.
Yeah.
Well, the seafront, Butlins, and then you go past Butlins, yeah. still on the seafront, yeah, Minot yeah. golf course.
Okay, but so the railway's back here.
The railway's set inland.
Revenue.
So yes, it is a Lynx course, which.
What does it mean? Can we get to tell what Lynx means without him saying left in German?
I don't know why it's really? Called Lynx. But it's Links.
I thought you meant. I thought you were going to explain. Oh, there's a Lynx type of course, which means it's this, and there's the other one, which
Parkland.
Is Parkland.
Yeah.
Which
Tiverton is Parkland because it's inland.
It's Parkway.
And. and.
The train station nowhere yeah, near the place.
It's obviously.
Means, you clown.
I know.
It's the type of ground that you're playing on, literally, is like you're playing in a park. But Minehead, obviously, what you've got to take into consideration when you're on the coast like that is the wind plays a massive role. In a game of golf.
Yeah.
And like for example.
Was that bollocks?
I'm not convinced.
He just got his nuts out.
Yeah, I'm not convinced it was even a bollock. The only reason really sure
I knew is. All the reason I knew is because there was an uptick in the smell in the room and then it dropped again.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he whipped it out and put it away quite quickly.
I mean, what is sort of. Closest resembled was obviously, as you know, play Hell Let Loose.
Yeah.
And if you've got the gore effects on, when you see a body that's been hit by one of the artillery shells and you get these random chunks of flesh, that's sort of what Niall just exposed to us.
Right.
Melted.
If you're ever wearing shorts and you don't just pop bollocks out for a laugh, green beef is 100% agreeing with me right now. You've got to just go, wee. And Bulge is laughing because he does the same thing.
Bulge can't wear shorts for that reason.
Get on an holstered weapon.
Anyway, why are we talking about...
I don't know. You started to
left.
Oh, that's right. Because you fucking asked me why I would go to Minehead to play.
Because
golf.
Sorry, I'm interested in things that you do, John. I didn't understand why you went over there to Minehead. So I asked you why, and you said, "What a stupid fucking question! Why would you even ask me that?"
It was a stupid fucking
like
question.
You know, if I can have a go on you after Bulge. Which
yeah, but it's
a
like it's no different.
That'd be like
it's
the
no
door
different.
Fucking the night.
It's no different to me saying, "Why the fuck have you gone to Knockhill to drive around a racetrack when there's one?"
No, because you went
when Thruxton's only up the road.
Yeah,
and Castle Coombs only up the road.
No. Because
you're like a cat off of you.
Because what?
No.
Nice. Explanation yourself.
Sound like Bulge old golf. Because you know tracks. You know there's a difference between certain tracks and how they're different. I don't know golf courses.
But you think that every golf course is identical?
No. I thought you were going to say, well, because the guy I used to play with used to live in Wellington, but he moved to Minehead, so we played there. Funny enough, on a podcast, I was trying to create conversation.
Yeah, well, I've created a conversation by calling you a fucking idiot.
All right, I'm not going to ask you any more questions about golf ever again.
That'd be grand. Grand.
Grand or grand?
Both. Grenfell.
Granville.
Grenfell.
Glenfell.
Glenfell. Lot.
Oh, Christ. Right.
What's new with you, Niall, and your car?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Fuck all. Oh, no, I bought some oil for it.
Expensive bloody oil. That's what I was going to do. That was one of the main reasons I got me phone out. You carry on.
I was thinking about getting some different oil for the old Skoda when it's due in a minute.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, just...
I'm sorry, am I allowed to ask you why? Because I do understand the concept that every oil is different, Bulge, but am I allowed to ask you why you'd like to use a different viscosity oil in your car, or am I not allowed
to
do
different
that, John?
Viscosity, I'm just
what brand?
Different. Probably go to Miller's.
It's all the same shit, isn't it?
Well, yes and no.
It's all the same shit, isn't it?
It's oil, not shit.
It's all the same oil, isn't it?
Some oil on you.
You got some tires on you. So Benny messaged me saying, I'm buying some oil. You know, do you want some
baby
oil? Hello, he's back soon. Ah. So we've got some bloody oil.
He's back to get pink
to
oil.
To be fair, it's about the same price as Miller's, what you've paid.
How much is Miller's?
Bearing
in mind, I will say...
Off of Oppy Oils.
Yep.
$71.95.
For how much?
500 1,000 litres.
How much for 10?
I'm going to take a guess at £143.90.
Thank you for that, John. Good maths as well, by the way. I'd just like to give you that.
No, I couldn't have done that. I'm still trying to do it in my head and I can't do it.
You're trying to, hang on, seven. What,
carry the four. Pedro's got apples.
Well, you can count to 12 easily enough.
Gravity's a thing.
You can count to 12 easily enough. Because you're from Tiverton, just do it on your hands. Rising up.
Back on the screen.
Right, Bulge, can you consult your list of things for us to talk about on the podcast? It's just an unedited note on his phone from 4 years ago that said,
"No,
I'm here, aren't I?"
I mean, I am here.
A voice note.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Well,
yeah, the notes are from last year. So,
oh, actually?
Yeah.
Mine are from, the date today, as we speak, is the 1st of July, and it is currently 10 to 8 in the PM. The last time my notes were amended was the 1st of July at 12:47. And it's even laid out in a pretty format, and I keep a note in my phone, which is also pinned to the top, ready for ease. That's not what I wanted to say, or how I wanted to word it. John, you've done it again. Sorry. Only happens when I'm talking, it's weird. a few things to talk about.
Like an annoying lullaby.
We didn't talk about Max Verstappen slash... Max Verstappen. Or Franz Hermann going to the Nürburgring. Did you hear about this? You not heard about this? I mean, it was a while ago. It was during our break. No?
Max Verstappen. Did he break the record in a GT3 car or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
As Franz Hermann.
Having done like...
Three laps. Three laps. He'd done three
laps. Three real life laps of the place.
And broke the lap record.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a short track. It's easy to remember, isn't it?
Yeah, really easy. Yeah.
Max crushed Verstappen.
Now, I've been doing some... Because of my whole sub-8 obsession, which you may remember from a few episodes ago, I've been learning the Nürburgring because I had no clue where it went. Literally no clue where it went. So now I'm reasonably familiar with the first half. Second half, still a mystery to me. So the very fact... Bear in mind, I've spent... I don't know if when I say hours, that sounds like 20 or 30. What about 5 hours watching videos of onboards in the Nürburgring, people explaining the corners and everything else. So I've got it pretty well. I mean, you must know it fairly well, Bulge, because you do a lot of
sim racing.
I
can't remember what it's all called, but I can visualise most of it in my head, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's a left, which means the next one is also a left, and then it's a right, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
You must know, is it Flutzplatz or something?
Flutzplatz.
Fairly early on, isn't it?
Foxhole, Schwedenkreuz. Yeah.
What do you call me?
Carousel.
Mini carousel. YouTube
straight.
Corner.
Straight YouTube corner.
Bennett Bend.
I can't remember what it's actually called.
I think
YouTube
they called it
corner,
that in the 50s, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, he beat it.
He pinned it, see?
Is it there's Lauda Links.
Yes.
Which is where Niki Lauda lost his ears.
Yeah, which is on their left hand bends, by the way.
Mm.
Hence the name Links. Not the deodorant. That was basically it, really. But
2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that. So do you know much more about it?
About what?
Max Verstappen?
Dutchman.
Franz Hermann?
His dad went to...
Kunt. Famously a Kunt.
Used to race for... Was it Williams he used to race for? Can't remember now.
Benetton.
Lotus?
Benetton. Well, Michael Schumacher's. Michael Schumacher's teammate.
Yeah.
Also raced for Arrows.
Yeah. Arrows.
Arrows. He played darts.
Darts.
Luke Littler was in Formula 1. What? So yeah, basically, I mean, there's not really much to talk about, which is always a worry when I make these notes. But Max Verstappen went to the Nürburgring, tested a Ferrari, wasn't it?
Was it?
GT3?
I don't know. Don't know what it was.
But Google it then.
You Google it.
Oh, thank you, John.
John, Google it.
Jamie, pull it up. John's our Jamie.
Noodle, put it away.
Put them away. I was only meant to get one bollock out, by the way, but two come out. Because it's so hot.
That's double the smell.
Triple.
Triple.
I don't know how. You do the maths, but you can.
I can't, no.
It's hot, by the way, people.
It is warm.
So that's... If it's moving slowly, that's why.
Nürburgring Nordschleife. Lap record for a GT3 car. in the 296 GT
Finale
3.
Lap time?
The exact time was not officially recorded, but records indicate it was faster than the previous record of 749.578.
Record state, do they?
According to this.
Record state, do they?
According to the AI overview.
Okay, fair enough. So that's that. We'll quickly move on from that one then. Another little tidbit, which we'll just get passed over very quickly. Did you know that...
Tiddy.
John's very tired.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
Max Verstappen set unofficial lap record of 7:48.
Nice.
So, a whole second.
In an E36 compact. Bloody hell. 2.8, wasn't it? Yeah. 2.8 converted.
2.8 with M50 manifold on it.
Yeah. But still had his door cards in. Weird, weird. Benny said to me, he said, are you going to take your door cards out? I said, no. I said, it's fucking horrible, because he wants to remove his. I said, don't do it, mate. You regret it instantly. He was like, what, because I can't close my door? I said, no, because you've got nowhere to put your arm. Like, it's YouTube must have been in. Honestly, it's like, ow, ow, ow.
Also, the window regulators in E36 are like scissors.
Yeah. So you're going to lose some bits.
Yeah. Cut your nails. Zip, zip.
I think that went into the mic. Oh, John, put your bollocks away.
Mine's short to
too. Tight.
Not short. yeah.
Hey, you got my trousers on.
Hey, fuck off. Don't you... You've got my trousers on. Whoa!
Whoa, 40 quid fan there.
Second hand.
100
quid new.
100?
100 quid new.
Pleasant.
That's going in the Discord.
Yep.
Oh, this is a terrible episode. We had two good ones.
Can all be good.
No, it can't.
So...
Anyway, so Benny said, said, "You gonna take?" I was like, "No." I mean, this was around me talking sub 8. He went, "Ain't gonna go sub 8 with 8 in, are you?" And now everything has just become
sub 8.
Ain't gonna go sub 8 with that in, is
it? Allergens go sub 8.
Yeah, exactly. Just ain't going sub 8 with that in. So yeah, apparently he went sub 8.
Fuck, that's pleasant.
Couldn't have had his door cards in then, couldn't?
No.
Can I have it back? Cause I'm fucking sweating now.
No, you've had it for the last fucking.
It's my house. My fan.
My bollocks are hot.
That's why I got mine out.
I'm going to have it for another 3 minutes.
Until 8 o'clock.
And then Bulge can have
it. No, he doesn't deserve it. No, he's the last person that should get my fan.
Here, aren't I?
He wouldn't give me his fan. Would you?
No.
He wouldn't even give me a plug to plug my own fan into, would you?
No.
There you go, see?
Oh, that's so pleasant.
This picture's brilliant. Anyway, so what else is on the bloody list? Oh yeah, tidbit. Titties. Did you know that... Oh, yeah, it's me first in Discord. Did you know that Andy Wilman's been banned from driving?
Has he?
For the age-old... John, we're getting a lot of wind feedback into the mic.
And? My bollocks are off.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. For the cool offence of totting up.
Ah.
And do you know what... four counts of speeding he got. So... Dree for speeding.
Nice.
The one that got him banned, do you know what how fast he was going?
32 and a 30.
Bear in mind, this is Andy Wilman, yeah. So just bear that in mind. How fast do you reckon he was going?
21 and a 20.
Close, 24 and a 20.
Fuck's sake.
Which I thought would have been in the valleys, don't you know? Isn't it?
They're all over the place now, aren't
they? No, it's in London. It was South Kensington.
Yeah.
Who's Andy Wilman again?
John.
Executive producer of Top Gear.
Brains behind Top Gear and the Grand Tour.
TGT.
That's the Grand Tour. So, here's something I want to talk about. Now, this may, hopefully, raise some sort of discussion on the Discord or Facebook or whatever. Now, this might sound anti-spoken like a true petrol head, right? But do you think it's time... we started to restrict the power in modern cars. Because Bulge is pulling the face that I would expect people to pull, the face I thought I would pull, which is a not really kind of face. Mm. The problem is, and let's face the reality, cars are producing too much power now.
Well,
and it has got a bit silly.
I think
they're too capable.
And yeah. Also, yeah, easily tuned because everything's gone turbocharged.
I think it would be better if you could have factory switchable maps.
I still don't think that'll fix the problem because people just have it in fast mode, bro, innit? RS3, bro, innit? Fast power all the time. Don't know what accent this is.
Four-wheel driver can't crash it. It's like, you can. You 100% can.
Yeah, you can. Go to any action day and you'll see many Subarus in the wall.
Yes.
For very good reason. Maybe not these days.
No, they've all been in the wall. Yeah. That's
they don't exist anymore because they've all been in fucking quarry.
Yeah.
That's a corner at Castle King, which is apparently the most crashed corner in the UK, but who's counting?
They are.
I know. What a weird thing to do.
Weird brag.
Have you tallied up the crashes on the corner, Dev? Oh, yeah. Three people died, but don't worry, I wrote down how many crashed. I mean, when I say to you M140i, what do you think of?
Needs a slippy diff.
Yeah, which equals crash.
Yeah. Spicy handling.
Spicy handling. Same for Golf R's. If I said to you, well, I bought a Golf R cheap, you'd assume it's been crashed, wouldn't you?
Or, yeah. Or it's a ringer.
Because it had been crashed. Yeah. Or stolen. Or from stolen. Birmingham.
More likely man, stolen.
Doctor. Engineer.
Yeah. Machete.
M4s are the same.
Yep.
Henry's, perfect example.
That's why they're so expensive to insure.
That's why they are ridiculous to insure. As John found out, they are impossible to insure anything like that. And... I know we don't want to talk about it on the podcast, and I'll get lynched again for even mentioning them, but EVs are producing stupid horsepower.
Well, I said this a couple of times, that an EV will put somebody who has no business driving a 600 horsepower car in a 600 horsepower car, but it's compounded by instant torque, instant acceleration.
Yeah.
So this person who's never driven anything bigger than, I don't know...
A diesel Golf Estate.
A diesel Golf Estate. Yeah, like a 200 horsepower diesel Golf Estate or some sort of BMW, and they get shoved into this 600 horsepower car.
This is an
open... Does 60 in 2 seconds, and then they end up binning it because they've got no business being in that car.
But this is an open question, and this isn't any part of a sort of, EV debate, because I don't want to get into that. And this is not... I'm not defending EVs here at all, by any way. But surely it's not...
Correct.
Golf diesel, 600 horsepower EV. There must be EVs that don't produce 600 horsepower. It's not the
Even the ones that are like 300 horsepower.
What I mean is that, you know, you don't just go, I'll have a diesel golf. Do you know, I want fucking many hundreds of horsepower, please.
Yeah, but they don't necessarily see it like that. They might go, well, I want an EV6 because it's
got funny enough, it was the EV6 that got me onto this.
It's got good reviews and I like the tech and I like the styling. Do you know what that's what it tends to be.
It's Kia.
Okay.
Of all things. It produces 600 horsepower, doesn't it?
The top model does,
The top model does. Produces 600 horsepower. That's a lot. It's an S...
Is it an SUV or is it like a big saloon? Crossover thing. It's a crossover piece of crap.
Crossover. Google it, John. Get your hands off your bollocks.
Jamie,
pull them out.
Pull them balls out. No, it's just... But, I do and I don't agree.
Now, the question I have, though, is more...
Because 30 years ago, a fast car was 200 horsepower.
Oh, that's fuck ugly.
It is fuck ugly.
Oh, yeah, it's fuck ugly.
But a fast car was 200 horsepower 25 years ago.
There's a video I've got
saved. Really fast car.
Yeah, there's a video I've got saved on TikTok. Ugh, nonsense. And it basically said... It was a video of what...
5 out of 5 on Auto Trader.
Yeah, but they're
4 out of 5 what car? 4 out of 45... Auto Shit. Express My and math. 9.5 out of 10 on Car and Driver.
Well, they like it, apparently.
Brainwashed by the misses. Yeah, it was a video that said 500 horsepower today versus 500 horsepower 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a... It might have been 10 years, whatever it was. It was like a Mark 6 Golf. Very highly tuned.
Yeah. Like, tuned to the point of unreliability. To the
oblivion. Yeah. Like, your S3 kind of tuned, you know? Mental horsepower, though. What power was your S3 running? This is a prime example. When you had it...
Just over 400. Just over 400.
So 400, let's call it.
Yeah.
And that was known...
As an M3 eater.
Fucking wallard. That is a fast car.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you talk about it very highly. You obviously, you know, quite humble, so not so highly. But... and I know it to be a very fucking fast car. You're getting nearly double that out of an M3... With a map and some hardware.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh yeah, I
nearly double.
I do genuinely agree, because the other thing as well is as I find out in my Beamer, you know, which is 360 horsepower,
yeah,
totally standard.
Don't need any more, does it?
Not really, and you know, the trouble is that it's like on the UK roads, genuinely
can't use it all.
You get on a nice sort of B road and get behind something. There's a I got a chance to overtake here, so you put your foot in.
Yeah,
it obviously drops it down 2, 3, 4 gears as quick as you can imagine.
Mm.
You start overtaking, you keep your foot in and pull back in front, and you look down and you think, fuck, yeah. I don't need to be doing this speed.
No.
That car was only doing 45. I didn't need to be doing 61.
Similar thing to what we were saying in in Wales, wasn't it? It's like,
yeah,
I don't need to be doing, we don't need to be doing fucking,
you didn't say that,
well into three figures.
Huh? You weren't.
No.
I said we don't need to be.
Oh, right. Well, no, you don't need to be.
Yeah.
That's why we were at the back.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, Henry's a prime example, and I know a couple of other people. Ross, who listens-ish, he's got an Evo, a nice Evo. I don't know if you guys have seen it. An Evo, he's going to shoot me for this. No, it's later than that.
It's
either a 7, 8 or a 9, because they all look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I think it might be an 8 or a 7 or a 9. It's one of those three.
Okay, good. We narrowed that down.
Or 42.
Yeah. And basically, he's like, I might just sell it because I don't use it. And when I do use it, I'm worried. And this,
yeah.
And it just kind of worried me that I've always, and again, you're in a similar situation. I was kind of, where to now? This has got all the power I need. It's got all the economy I need, because it's not horrific on fuel. And also, you've gone over your fucking limit by 5 minutes as well.
I'm giving it a bulge, you fucking stingy cunt.
You what?
Giving it a bulge.
No, bulge isn't having it. Don't look surprised.
Well,
I tried,
don't,
mate.
You dare. Don't side with me, because you know what he's like.
See what I have to put up with.
See what I have to put up with. Emailing
si,
somebody.
Senora.
Yes. Look what I have to put up with.
No.
A little Spanish for no. What was I saying? Yeah, basically, it's just, I mean, yeah, Henry's a perfect example. That car was very fucking fast.
Mm.
Not very usable. I mean, he messaged me like before we done that track day. He was like, oh, I've just had a gearbox remapped. It's so much more drivable now. I mean, that's fucking, I mean, it's a cool thing to say for a start, and it is cool, and it is cool. Every level of cool, 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 cool. But the reality, and the problem is as well, I think, is back in there, you would work your way up through shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to slate, you know, a PCP. I think it's, you know, I just think it's a price of cars, potentially, or whatever. But back in the day, you couldn't have something with ridiculous power. And if you did somehow manage to wangle your way into something, because it's a shitter and it was cheap and it's about to blow up, but you're going to fucking smoke around in it for a bit, or whatever, it either didn't last very long, or you had worked your way up to it.
Mm.
Like, the fastest thing I've ever had, it's not that fast in the scheme of things, is my 540.
Yeah.
But before that, I had a 328 rear-wheel drive.
But, I mean, realistically, your 330 was probably faster than your 540.
Oh, my 330D?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just disguised it better.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that I've got with mine, is that, you know, I was driving mine the other day on the fruity side.
Yeah.
And I sort of thought to myself, don't know, I'm getting used to this, like too used to this now.
Mm, yeah.
Like, I feel like it could do with a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as I've just said, take a quick glance at the speedo while I'm having those thoughts and think,
nope,
I don't need any more.
Not
anymore.
Not with unmarked speed cameras, average speed cameras, police stood at the side of the road with no high vis on with a camera on you, you know.
Well, there's got police vans, camera vans now that they're not livering up.
Yes, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant literally just Ann Copper.
Yeah, there's that, but I did say
I don't know how true this is, but apparently on the North Devon Link Road, there's been 3 to 4 reports of a horse trailer.
Great.
Now, parked in a lay-by.
No, if that ain't entrapment, I don't know what is.
Well,
at that point, it is a money-making exercise.
Yeah.
Unmarked vans are money-making exercise, and a horse trailer with a camera in the back.
Like
of it,
I say, I don't know how true that is.
Money-making exercise.
The problem is,
I've had
it's not about safety, because it's not deterrent.
But the problem
is, don't know it's there.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is, their argument all along is
don't speed.
Don't speed, you don't get caught. Which is fair. But if that's your attitude, why are you hiding in a horse box?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I get it. Well, why does it matter if you're in a horse box? You shouldn't be speeding. Yeah, correct. But if that's the case, why the fuck are you in a horse box?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you are physically just trying to... And the I thing think... is as well, sorry, but just a final...
He's not.
I am. For you, I am. it's not an instant reward, a speed camera in a van.
No.
Because if I'm doing 90 mile an hour, like on Bulge... Wah, oh, well, these days, because 90 mile an hour isn't going flat fuck, is it? That's third gear just kind of pootling along, isn't it, in something like what you've got. And you go flying past a speed van that's hidden. You've got no idea it's there. What are you doing a mile down the road?
Still 90 miles an hour.
Yeah,
exactly. And they've got a big liveried up van on the top of the bridge. You're going to go, whoa, Neddy, whoa. Mibm. Just that. Do you know what I mean? Slow down to an appropriate speed and think, good. That was close. I'm going to fucking slow this down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And carry on your journey.
And then it's your deterrent.
Yeah.
But there's no deterrent if you don't know it's there.
They're hiding in a bush, so to speak.
Yeah.
No good.
The thing is, even if you're just cruising along at 65 on the link road, which is a 60 for most of its length.
Yeah.
They'll still nail you for that. Okay, you might not get points. Depends on what your licences looks like. But...
But I always think it's like... It's a bit harsh... I understand that some vans definitely need a lower speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the trouble is that there's such a variety of van.
And there's no surefire way of knowing.
No.
Because some are registered differently.
Yes.
Depends what it says on the logbook. And if, you know, you just don't know.
What's my limit on mine? Because it's car derived.
Yours is car derived, so it's the same as a car. Okay. That's literally a car with no windows in the back of it.
Well, there is one window in the back.
Wouldn't there be, you know what I mean?
Windows in the sides, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there is windows on the sides.
And there's no seats.
Well, there is two in the front.
Whatever.
And Rick. A steering wheel. Tyrone.
Pedantic.
No, my name's not. I'm not Dan. Right, here's a question then.
Can we go home?
Yeah.
I'm going to deal with you.
Hey, fuck. Right, you've been very pro-Bulge, very anti-me tonight. It's because you're hot and tired. Does it mean you have to end up grumpy like him and take... You've even sat on his side of the fucking table. Look at
you. Yeah, well, you know why.
This feels too but against
now one. Now the sun's going round. I'm going back to...
Fucking Chinese sniper again. Fuck me. Right, so, on a dual carriageway, national speed limit, what is the speed limit?
Depends what you're in.
Car.
70.
Unless otherwise posted.
I thought it was 70 if there's a barrier.
No. If it's signposted as a dual carriageway,
yep.
Then it's 70.
There is a
dual carriageway, yeah. Blue sign with the arrow, the diagonal cross. Pointing arrow. No.
Oh, sorry. I know what you mean.
It has to say dual carriageway.
At which point there will be some sort of barricade between the two sides of the road.
Well, when you say some sort of barricade,
patch of grass, a pavement. Barrier,
it has
trees,
to have a pavement or a curbstone. So did you know that for a dual carriageway, it has to have a curbstone at least? Yeah.
Well, in the middle.
Yeah.
Because the reason I ask, or I put this to you, you sucked off a horse. You know where your old favourite garage used to be?
Oh, yeah.
Can't mention.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to close them. I honestly don't. Where your old garage, favourite garage used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah? The one that shall not be named anymore.
Mm.
70
until the grass bank disappears, and then it goes 50 before then anyway. But from the back end of Monkton Heathfield, or whatever you want to call it, up to the 50 limit, 70 mile an hour.
Because grass verge?
Because grass verge.
Okay, Sophie was right and I was wrong. I was like 60 because there's no barrier.
Because you look at it.
No.
Yeah.
Because if you go up...
Up.
If you go up the top
not
of...
Even, not into the microphone. You weren't even sat in the chair in front of the microphone.
If you go up the A38 to Wellington from Cullumpton.
Cullumpton, yeah.
There's no barrier central reservation at the top.
But and there's grass verge.
There is a grass verge with a curbstone and a sign that says dual carriageway.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say it says...
Yeah.
It doesn't say the words.
Yep. Dual carriageway ahead.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, it will do.
And if you get onto a bit of road and there is no sign that says dual carriageway, but it opens into two lanes, the speed limit remains unchanged unless signposted otherwise.
Okay.
So if you're in a 50 mile an hour area,
it stays at 50.
It opens to two lanes,
yeah,
it stays at 50.
Like the A40 in Wales.
Yes.
Goes on for about 10 miles. It's dual carriageway, barrier in the middle, well sighted, no nasty turns, nothing. 50 all the way. And it should be 70.
Average speed cameras.
It's not even average speed cameras on it, but you're so terrified of getting done by a van hitting
There was
the
a
corner.
Lot of average as well, though, wasn't
there? There was some average.
There was big,
yeah.
big sections of average.
Not that bit.
No.
But mad. So do you think they should start restricting the power in things? I think people should learn to fucking drive.
I was about to say, I
it's
feel
not the
like
car, it's the people.
I feel like people should be trained better.
Yeah.
And maybe there should be tiered licenses for kids, and so they can't just go out and get in a 140, pay extortionate amounts of money for insurance.
This
and
is what
it.
I was about to say. I think.
But isn't that your right?
I think the trouble is that
yes
it's
no.
all too accessible.
Yeah. Back when we were kids, I mean, you'd have to be seriously minted to put yourself in something that had 300 horsepower at 17 when we were all kids.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Unless your
well,
dad
you were on
minted.
Horseback when you were 17.
Waiting for that.
300 horsepower, that's a fucking stable and a half.
Four stables.
And
a lot of leather straps.
I think a lot of the trouble is that it is all too easily accessible.
Mm.
You know, and the other problem is that there's so many variants to it now.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, when
buy a 116D, get it mapped, you've got 200 horsepower
right.
car.
So when we were first driving, just as an example,
yeah.
a 250 horsepower car, I mean, you're talking about something that was pretty tasty, i.e. expensive to buy, you know.
Yeah.
And it was the sporty version. So that inherently came with the issues such as tax and insurance on those cars.
Yeah.
Because, well, you've got the sporty one, that's why it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the trouble now is that, as Bold's just said, well, it's just a 120D.
Yeah.
That's what I've got. It's a 120D.
That's a 116D.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Same engine.
You know, and it's not
an M Sport, mind. Maybe they all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, or even better, it's an SE. You know, it's a 120D SE, such and such. There you go. Oh yeah, that's a fairly run of the mill car, so your insurance is this much.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Stage two it and
200 plus horsepower. 400 foot pound of torque.
Yeah.
See, I was gonna say sorry.
Well, fucking hell. I'm paying whatever the fuck it is, £210 a month on PCP and £85 a month to insure it.
And yeah. because it's a diesel and it's a small one, it's about £40 a month to tax.
Yeah.
40 quid?
Probably.
But this is the other thing.
Maybe not 40 quid. A year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 40 quid a month.
Hang on a minute. Mine's 33.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And mine's expensive to tax. What the fuck? No. A year, every year.
So, this is another thing that's going to... And this, I know I said about the pops and bangs in Bulge 101 too, but the other thing, and I have fucking argued this on the internet till the day I die, is this whole stages bollocks.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was somebody, you might remember, who in our friend group, when we were like, well, when I was young, someone got an S3. What was he called? A big Ed.
Nick Carswell.
Nah, he has got a big Ed mind, but it's not him that I'm thinking of. I think he still got it. He went out with that Michelle girl.
Lanky.
Yeah.
Lanky. What was his name again?
Nathan...
something. Can't remember.
Began with an S?
Yeah, no. Sanders.
Sanders.
Saunders. Saunders.
Saunders. Saunders. Saunders.
One of them.
Yeah. He got an S3. He was, well, our age anyway.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
What, early 20s at the time?
He's had it a long time.
Early
20s,
then, would we say?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Early mid.
So, yeah, Ed and S3. And he was, from memory, I don't know why, but he just seemed, I might have even got this wrong, but he was kind of the first person to get something
posh
and fast
that
I knew. Like, we were all sort of gooning about in shit. And he must be a bit older than me then, because I seem to remember it being younger than that. Anyway.
Don't know.
Back then, he... I mean, this might just be down to him, but I don't think it is. He bought it, and he drove it. He didn't put this on it, didn't put that on it, didn't modify it too much. Maybe put a map and a fucking decal on it or something, I don't know. But these days, because... Well...
He didn't drive it very well. Do you remember the night we went to Cheddar?
Straight in the S3. Hero. Yeah. He also, I really got
close to rear-ending him. Like, fucking, what are you doing?
What, like, before the corner, just anchoring on.
Yeah, like, not a dab.
Yeah.
And it's a very easily taken corner at national speed limit, which is what we were doing.
Of course.
You know, and he Bold slowed. He limit. Slowed down a lot.
20 miles an
hour. Yeah.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, you say he just drove it. He drove it until it exploded and then got it built.
Yeah.
When I said drove it, I just meant, you know, he didn't modify it. It wasn't a garage queen. It was just a car.
Yeah.
And it was used as
a
car. But this day and age, I think people and thus the internet or everything else are so obsessed with, oh, yeah, stage two, mate. Oh, no, I want to get stage two.
Yeah.
And it's kind of opened this door. Now, we shouldn't be slating it because... I don't want this sort of car modifying world thing that we live in to die. I just want people to do it better.
Mm.
But I think this whole stage nonsense, because, I mean, a standard M140i or an M135i is going to be so hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, rubber dinghy rack of his bro, at stage two, bro, all that bullshit that goes on, all of a sudden, could be, you know. You can take an M140 and put it up to, like I've said, 500 odd horsepower very, very easily. So they will. But you still could have done that with an S3.
Mm. Yeah.
But you couldn't just go, stage two, bro, stage two, bro. You just had to go out and speak to somebody and go, well, I want to, and they go, okay, you need a forge this, you need one of them, and da da da, it's going to cost you this much. And then you're going,
yeah, if you're leaving the bottom end standard,
yeah,
then you can do this.
Yeah.
And if you're leaving the top end standard, you can only you're probably only going to get that far.
Whereas now they'll just go, we'll stick this on it, stick that on it, we'll map it, and you'll have 500 horsepower.
Yeah.
Fag.
Pretty much.
But the other thing as well is that, like, nowadays, 1,000 horsepower is not an unheard of number anymore.
No.
You know, you think when the Veyron came out, and they were like, it makes 1,000
PS.
Yeah. What? Yeah, that is an obscene number.
Unfathomable, wasn't it, at the time?
And now it's like a G20 M240i with a set of turbos on it, some injectors, an intake, charge cooler, and a map.
Yeah.
1,000 horsepower.
Yeah. Sorry?
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's... Yeah, 1,000 horsepower was reserved for Skylines and Supras from Japan that were...
Godzilla.
Yeah. Animals.
Yeah.
Allergen animals, right? Fucking ridiculous. Like unicorns.
Yeah.
And then the GTR came along. And even then, they weren't pushing 1,000 easily.
No.
You could do if you wanted to really spend the money.
Yeah, even like, okay, the Japanese built quite a lot of four-figure horsepower Supras and Skylines
back
in the day.
They weren't everywhere. I mean,
but it was still a fuckload of money to do. It wasn't just like bolt-ons. It was like engine out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces done. Engine back in.
Stroker.
RB30'd. This
blow it up.
Yeah.
Rebuild it.
Yeah. Oh, hundreds of thousands of pounds in these.
Yeah, it was 800 horsepower and it blew up. So I thought, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know.
I might as well.
Stroker bottom end. Warning. Forge rods. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like John was saying, you get modern stuff now, it's basically bolt-ons.
Yeah.
But it'll be reasonably reliable as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've still got all of the luxury of an M240 inside. Mm-hmm.
But this is, we were talking about this when we took that M4 back to pool.
Yeah.
Cars like that have like killed the market for Evos and Subarus because
that's
four-wheel drive. It's 500 horsepower. It's got the right badge. It's got the right build quality. It's got...
You don't look like a knob driving it.
I mean, that's questionable.
You'd want limo tints.
But it does everything they do with more.
Yeah.
And you're not going to suffer an Action Man interior.
No. No.
Or interior by fucking the Early Learning Centre, you know.
Yeah.
Interior by Cadbury.
Yeah.
The milk tray separator.
That's it.
And when I think about stuff like this, and I've always done this with everything, with Formula One, with cars, I think technology, electronics, everything, I think, what's the future going to be?
Yeah.
I was behind, and I've said this 1,000 times before. Oh, maybe it's a Facebook post. I said Spotify and Netflix are going to be the future. You heard it here first. This is in like 2012, way before it was a big thing. It was first on the scene. And I'm always thinking ahead. What's next? Where do we go from here? What's next? What's next? And when it comes to cars, I think, because things just got silly.
Yeah.
With the Golf R, the Mark 7, which was 2012? No, a bit later than that. 13?
Something like that, yeah.
2013.
Yeah.
So 12 years ago, that was like, well, that's 300 horsepower.
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive.
Paddle.
In a hatchback.
Yeah.
A remap was you at 375, even back then.
Yeah.
Okay? The Type R was the same. Everything was going the same. The A45 was around at the time.
Yep.
RS3 rubber dinghy rapids bro, right? It was all a bit, what the fuck is this? This is mad.
Yeah.
Like, it was unfathomable, that sort of power in that style of car. All right, they were bigger. But the power, if it was a graph, bigger went up, a little bit bigger. But the power was like, whoop. And I thought back then, what's next?
Yeah.
Because it can only be more power, can't it?
Yeah.
It has to be. Because that's how the world works.
Now it seems to be more tech.
But now it's gone more power almost too quickly, because only in 10 years we're seeing such a big jump, because these engines are now so reliable as well. And like I said, it's just bolt-ons. They're built, considering that, you know, not made like they used to be. Again, summers were longer, policemen were shorter, and all that bullshit. They're actually made too fucking well that you can do this sort of stuff to them.
Mm.
An M4, you can run at 600 horsepower and maintain it like a normal car.
Yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't have to go to a specialist.
No 4,000 mile oil changes.
No, exactly.
And
it doesn't have to go to a specialist.
Yeah.
You don't have to use specialist oil or specialist. I mean, you do. You don't want to be putting Tesco shit in it. But you could.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you know, not look after it, you could.
Yeah.
It's not a highly strung car that needs a specialist touch.
No.
But then I asked the question, what is next?
Driverless vehicles.
I knew you were going to say something miserable.
I think the problem is...
that's not going to happen in the next 10 years, though, is it? I knew that was coming.
Don't know.
I think the problem is, as well, though, is that things like hot hatches, as silly as it sounds, they're becoming such a niche market. In that,
well, everyone wants crossovers. They don't want hatches.
Everyone,
they want saloons.
Yeah, everyone wants something bigger, sitting up higher, etc., etc. But the trouble is that a hot hatch was always, it was always the entry point, wasn't it?
Yes,
so
it was.
You learn to drive and you get, we'll say an hatchback.
Nova.
Who's she?
Yeah. you go out and you buy yourself something that you can afford to buy, insure,
Citroen
run.
So.
Yeah,
like back
whatever.
In the day, would have been, wouldn't it?
And you do a few bits to it because it's your first car. You make some terrible mistakes and put wide arch body kit on it.
Then you crash it inevitably.
And you do all of those things.
Yeah.
And
you make sure that you forget about it.
And from there, you start sort of progressing. And you go from 90 horsepower to, I don't know, 140, 150,
Do you remember when 90 horsepower felt like quite a lot?
Yeah.
Well, the first time I got in a 16-valve 1.6 Astra and went, cool, this feels fast, when I was, like, 18.
Yeah.
Because I'd been driving around in a 1.1 Fiesta that had 40 horsepower, so 90 was quite the jump.
But you are a perfect example of this, and I don't know if you're speaking from experience, but you do. You progress up, you get more power, the cars get slightly bigger, more comfortable, this, that, and the other. But then it comes to a point where it's like, what now, though?
And this is the
thing.
Because
you've done the body kit, you've done the hot hatch.
Yeah.
Is all of them.
Lots of them, yeah.
Yeah?
And
then you kind of floated off to something bigger and comfortable and safe but fast.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and this is where I was going, is that if, just for an example, we'll go with the Renault 5 that they've just re-released.
Yeah.
Right? If they made that with a 2 litre, normally aspirated, petrol engine,
yeah,
that made circa 220 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome car.
For someone like me, I'd be like,
fuck yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Cool looking thing.
Genuinely, because I'm not going back into an original Renault 5.
No.
Regardless of the price tag of a Renault 5 Turbo.
Regardless of living with the fucking thing.
We'll eliminate the price tag of them. And we'll say that they are just a £4,000-£5,000 car. I'm not going back to that because, well, I don't need it as a track car because that's what I've got the Cayman for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way in hell I'm selling the Cayman for one of them.
No. No.
There's no way you're getting me out of my BMW.
We've established that.
And sitting in one of those every fucking day.
No.
I'm not doing it.
No.
However, if they had done the new one with, like I say, 2 litre, 230 horsepower, normally aspirated, revvy, light,
yeah,
handily.
Yeah.
Looks cool as well, but it's 2025. Look at the inside.
Yeah.
It's all fucking nice. You've got aircon, you've got cruise seats, control, you've got
airplay, carplay.
Whatever. Yeah, all of the plays you can do. All of that stuff. And again, theoretically, I don't need an estate car anymore. You know, the dog sadly's passed away, and
bring the tone down.
Archie's big enough. I mean, even now, I don't need to take fuck all when I take Archie anywhere other than a backpack with snacks in it.
Yeah.
Snacks and a drink, and that's basically all I have to
that's
take.
You
now.
Covered.
Yeah,
you taking Archie out or Niall?
Yeah. You know, so actually, I can live with a hot hatch again now because I don't need the estate for the space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might
not,
be
not
quite
happening though, is it?
I might be quite interested in that, but how many eyes are there?
Well, this
and
is
this
it.
Is this is the trouble. This is why Renault have done what they've done. And
well,
they've
the
made
other
it
reason
EV.
Renault have done what they've done is because in France, with a 2 litre petrol engine in that car, they couldn't afford to build it. Because the taxes in France would make it something like €95,000.
Yeah.
Bargain at half the price.
You know, which is unfeasible for a small hatchback.
Yes.
Whereas as an EV, it can be €30,000.
Yeah.
See, here's what I think is incredibly, I don't want to say underrated, but just not on people's radars, and I think they should be, because back, and I'll tell you which car it is in a minute, but these kind of cars were made at a time where people like us would go, well, that's fucking good. And then as things have turned out, what we want is actually one of them. And you kind of go, I didn't realise it at the time.
Yeah.
And they're actually pretty fucking cool. And it's the Abarth Fiat 500.
Yes,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the VW Up GTI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all of these, you know, it's almost gone
tiny cars.
Full loop, isn't it?
You
start off with the small, lightweight, bit of power, nothing crazy kind of stuff, and you build up and you build up and build up, and then when you get to the king of the castle, you know, BMW, you then go, this is fucking cool, but how are you not got such a sweaty ass as much as me and him do?
I have.
You're just dealing with... Come on, John!
Fucking boiling.
John has just taken his shorts off. Do you know what? It was so hot, I generally thought that one of you two probably bulged. You're going to go, I'm not fucking recording in this. It's too cunty not.
It's just stuffy, isn't it? It's a problem.
You've got some fucking package on you. We called him bulge. You're all ball, though.
Literally. All balls, no shaft.
Even on a hot day.
Even on a hot day. Yeah, whatever cars are. So the Abarth 500. And I'll tell you what I like. And I would have one. And I know what he's going to say. And I'll try and time it perfectly. Is a Fiesta ST, the Mark 8.
What, the 3 cylinder?
The one that.
6, the bubbly one.
No, the one that's turbo and.
Oh,
7.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, 7.
No.
4 cylinder, 1.6 or 1.5.
Oh, yeah. Was the ST in a 7 turbocharged?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Right.
One of them.
1.6 EcoBoom.
Yeah, one of them. thought you were going to go wet belt.
I don't think they got one.
No, not on those.
Oh, really?
Newer one, the three cylinders.
Newer one
belt.
Definitely wet have belt. A wet belt.
It's more park outside of schools, but I suppose you've got that covered over there, haven't you?
Fuck yeah. But why wouldn't you? I quite like the idea of one.
Yeah.
And
I mean, 240, 50 horsepower in that, it's a rapid car.
Yeah.
Because it don't weigh anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to say it, I wouldn't be against the Bath 500, whatever the fuck they're called.
Well,
are they, though?
Yeah.
Well, the trouble
is...
I don't think it's so much the hut side of things, but they are terribly made.
Yes.
Terribly, terribly made.
And the 595s, every 595 I've seen with an exhaust sounds like a diesel at idle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
It sounds shit.
They're three-cylinder, aren't they? Is that why?
No, they're four.
They're four, yeah.
Okay. Why the fuck does it sound horrible, then?
Just, I don't know.
Because it's got that sort of three-cylindery sort of rattle, isn't it?
But the thing is that I've owned a few of them, and not a Bath, no.
A Showers.
But I say the same thing. I say the same thing about the Renault Sport stuff. The R26, 225, 250, 260, 275, they all sound wank.
Oh,
right.
Four cylinder, doesn't matter what the fuck you do to it.
Yep.
It's just a noise. It's not a nice noise.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
tuneful,
it's not.
Are they?
No, it's not like both of mine. I've got two 6-cylinder cars.
Yes.
And they're two very, very different noises.
Yeah.
Very different noises. But there's a tone to them. There's depth and there's bass and
Benny.
Yeah. And there's just something about them that just sounds, yeah.
Mm.
Even a Boggo standard 987 Cayman, completely standard exhaust and everything, sounds better than any R26,
mm-hmm.
225, 250, so on and so forth, whether it's got an exhaust or is standard.
Right.
It because it's six cylinder,
yeah.
Because it's got that about it.
Mm-hmm. But it's just...
Yeah. Yeah.
With a bocking but this, about it.
But this is the trouble, is that, you know, what I've just said about the Renault 5, for as an example, I mean, there's going to be plenty of people that are listening to this and go, just go and buy a 197 then. That's exactly what you want. It's small, it's light, it's 230 horsepower, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is it's dated, and it is fucking dated. When you get in it now, you go, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That is a problem. And I've said this before, and I've said it a billion times on this fucking podcast.
If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times.
It's the technology that now divides cars, unfortunately.
Not the engineering. Oh. That bass to it.
That was a really comical noise.
Grunk. Bap. Because back in the day, and I'm sorry for repeating myself, and long-time listeners are probably sick of me hearing this. Back in the day, and I mean up until about the mid to late 2000s, so quite a while.
It's ripe as well.
My guts is out. I think I need a shit in a minute. Is you bought a car, and the technology was the same.
Mm-hmm.
It had an CD player.
Yeah.
Towards the end, they started to fuck around with the shape of them a lot. It wasn't single din, double din.
Mm.
You had to do some wizardry or buy some shit online. You could just whack a stereo in it.
Like mine.
Like yours.
I had to buy a fascia plate to make it double din and then put a double din in there.
There you go. Happens in a lot of stuff. I mean, like Mark, my Shape Astra, even the VXR, comes with a fucking... But it comes with a double din. You still got to buy a fascia plate and all that bollocks.
Yeah.
But it still worked. And then the screen they had, and that it shows you three things. The time, what?
Just the fucking symphony of...
Shite.
Oh, is he just shit as well, is he?
Arse flying around the place.
It's just think of bollocks and arse. Which is what we talk, actually.
Yeah.
Fitting.
Fitting.
So it sounds like that in here, and smells like it. And when I got mine out, it looked like it as well. Mark V Astra. So let's just use the Astra VXR as an example. You know... Oh, it's got an engine from the 80s. But the screen in the car showed you the time, the temperature...
Yeah. And the track.
And the track.
As long as you've not changed the stereo or you've paid the extra for the wiring loom adapter so that it'll actually tell you.
But if you change the stereo, it just tells you the date instead.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
So you get... That's it. It doesn't get any better than that, and it is fine. But the problem is, after that, you started to get let's use the 3 series, and this is, I'm using purely shit that I love and owned and like and everything else. You jump into an E90, which is 2005 onwards.
Mm.
So similar sort of era. And but the other end of the scale, you know, so they're sort of going into production rather than coming out of it. And you got a screen, which had sat-nav on it and everything else, and it was great, and it was great. But that now is so fucking dated.
Yeah.
It's so out of date. Yes, you can buy stuff to upgrade it, and it, because an E90 is upwards of 20 years old,
yeah,
it's not that expensive. But you can't just jump in it and wing your stereo in it anymore.
No.
So there's technology that comes along.
Coded into
exactly.
It. Yeah.
And then when there's stuff advances like radar-guided cruise control, there's stuff that's primitive and shit, and it kind of was all right back in 2008. But nowadays, it's a bit shit.
Automatic gearboxes, perfect example of that.
Yes, and yeah, as we discussed, it's, they were shite.
They were garbage.
And now they are really good.
Yeah.
And it's... And that's the problem. And the amount of stuff I'd love to own, and I've always wanted to own, 197, the example that you gave, you think, oh, yeah, Click on the interior pick and go, ugh.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, you know, I'd never buy one because I'm not that stupid, but even a Range Rover. You know, free street. Yeah. I remember I test drove one once, once, and I was looking at this fucking... That style of alarm clock, fucking block lines.
Yeah, with half of the fucking pixels missing. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I could spell boobs in this and fucking turn it up. So yeah. It's like a calculator. No LCD display, no nothing. I was like, ugh. And for the same money, we've established their gash, was an F10 530D with all the fucking boxes ticked. And I was like, these cars are the same price.
Yeah.
They're in my price range. Well, my mythical one I had in my head before I got banned from driving. And you think, why would I want a Range Rover with fucking calculator displays?
Yeah.
When I could have this full colour, cameraed up fucking thingy?
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
No, I do.
Yeah.
Genuinely agree with that. And one of the sort of personal examples of that is, this was obviously several years ago as well. My old man
is a dustman.
My old man went to Castle Motors.
Castle Motors.
And he went to look at a C63. No, an E63.
My man.
Estate.
Double my man.
Which, better than that. It was fucking lovely. But it was 2 generations previous to what he was currently driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I was going to go down and look at this. Do you want to come? I was like, fucking yes, obviously.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so off we trundled down in his E350 diesel at the time. And
before he came a BMW, man.
We got into the E-Class. We were like, oh, yeah, it's nostalgic, this.
Fired it up, yeah.
Yeah, it's nostalgic, this. You know, it's like, it's all familiar because you've had one.
Yeah.
8 years ago. And then you go down the road and you go, that screen is shit, isn't it? It's like the screen is now smaller than my mobile phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the dials, that it's hard because the dials on that particular model were really nice because the binnacle, whatever you want to call it.
Clocks.
Yeah. The arrow finger bit.
Needle.
Instead of it being attached to the middle, was attached to the outside ring because there's a display in the middle of the clocks.
Yeah.
Right.
So when the revs...
That speedo about that fucking big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the revs and the speedo go upwards, the needle actually moves around the outside.
Okay.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice touch. But actually, when he was driving it, he was like, I don't know, this feels really fucking old.
Yeah.
Mm.
This feels really and at the time, it's like a, I don't know, 8-year-old car.
Mm, yeah, and that's the thing.
You know,
it's not a 25-year-old car.
No, he was like, it just feels really fucking old in here. And then, you know, we go back and get into his car, 9-speed auto, and, this is fucking, this is lovely. This is way nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to do anything, just buy a newer version of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. What does the future hold? I know Bob's going to say, you know, driverless kids, and
Well, I think they'll try.
Well, how long has it taken them to implement an EVs on us?
Yeah, but you look at how quickly AI is progressing, and that's what's going to be the driver of these things.
It is fucking scary.
Yeah.
Really. Now, that was a raspberry.
It was.
Whenever I heard one. Oh, I'm so sorry this has been a slow episode. That was still didn't sound right. We're only an hour and 15 in.
The problem is it's so fucking hot, I can't concentrate.
I can't think straight, I don't know where I am.
No.
You've never been able to think straight. Hup, goo.
you think goo all the time. Go on.
So, I was listening to Anne podcast this morning. And they
Who's she?
Huh?
Anne podcast.
Yeah. And they were talking about...
Go for a slash, I'll BRB.
All right,
they were talking about Formula Uno.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying about the reg change next year.
Yeah.
And it got me to thinking. Bet he swallowed.
He's got little legs, isn't
he? Yes. It got me to thinking, wouldn't it be cool if the new regs next year, in terms of powertrain, said, you have 100 litres of fuel to go a race distance. Do what you want.
And they'd have... Hang on.
But in terms of powertrain, I'm not saying any of the rest of it, just powertrain, said you are allocated 100 litres of fuel to cover a race distance. You're not allowed to refuel, you have no other anything.
But surely...
Do what you want.
You'd have to put a time limit on the race, but then it would just be...
No, but I mean in terms of engine configuration.
What?
Oh, for fuck's sake, Niall. Right. Are you a fucking idiot?
Hey, fuck you, join them in the same fucking room. Just saying, do what you want with the engine.
Do what you want with the powertrain.
Yes.
You have 100 litres of fuel, that's it.
That would be terrible, because they'd just make the most economical engine they could.
Would they, though?
Yes. John! At least leave the door open if you're going to fucking join in. Because then everyone else would go, why did the diesel fucking Le Mans car win in 2008, or whatever it was?
Fuel efficiency.
Exactly. So they've just built the most fuel efficient car they could.
But it'd be very interesting because nobody would do the same thing.
It would be interesting, but I don't know if they should do that for the Formula One regs. They should do a branch off series, call it Economy One. It does sound a bit like... Oh, here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh, it's a sprint.
Fucking Bulges, mate. Come on, sit down, Bulges, mate.
It's not an endurance race.
Come on, sit down, Bulges, mate. That's why I said there should be a time limit on the fucking race.
Well, there is a time limit on the race, you dull cunt.
It's a Formula One race. You do fucking...
70 laps or whatever.
Of whatever circuit.
You have 100 kilos of fuel or 100 litres of fuel to do 70 laps of wherever.
You don't change the amount of laps or the time.
No, but I don't... Okay, fair enough. I don't think... I think what... Nah.
You don't think. Just...
Right, okay. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. They fucking ganged up on me too much and now we're ending. Dickhead. Yeah, it's not a conversation piece, you fucking mong. I know exactly what I'm talking about. This is purely for the podcast.
Yeah.
Purely for the podcast.
He got so irate then.
He really did.
He clipped all three microphones.
Good.
He really did.
Doing my head. It's too hot to put up with Bulge. Let alone fucking two of him. I've got Bulge and Bulge's double in his fucking underpants. Giving me shit from the next room in my own house.
Having a piss
with the door shut. Like, there's a woman here. Just piss with the door open if you're going to fucking chime in.
Well, there's a woman here.
Whee. Got the tits for it.
Anyway, what were we saying?
I don't know. Bulge wants to do the Economy Grand Prix.
Ridiculing Niall.
Yeah, just fucking have a go at me. Just call me fat and say I've got a weird shaped head.
You're fat and you've got a weird shaped head.
Thank you. Would you say coleslaw?
I said a bit uncalled for. Oh. That's what I said. I thought we were all pals here.
So did I, John. So did I.
I mean, I like one of you.
My.
I like one of you.
How the turntables.
Yeah, the turns have tabled. Oh.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
I think it's gay.
Why?
Because he thinks they'll all make 1.5 litre diesels.
No, I don't think they'll make 1.5 litre diesels. I think they'll end up with like a 1800 petrol and just go the distance. And just splutter out of fuel at the end, rather than it being a sort of battle of power or this, that and the other.
Well, the thing is, you've still got... You don't know what everyone else is doing, is the thing. Complete unknown.
Considering you like power... And speed and all the rest of it, I think you'd end up with the opposite of that.
I think you'd end up with 20 cars on the grid with B58s and ZF8s.
I agree with that. Yeah. No, I think you're wrong.
Of course you do.
Alright, sorry for having an opinion.
No, you're not liable.
No, this is the Bulge podcast tonight.
Well, it's so, usually the Niall show, so...
Yeah, because you don't do fuck all and claim all, oh, I'm here, aren't I? That's your contribution.
That's true.
It kind of has to be the Niall show, or else... I'm not saying because of me, because you two don't do fuck all.
Actually, that's not true.
You do some.
I do a lot, and you fucking moan at me for doing it.
Like what?
Oh, talking about fucking brakes again. Sorry that we asked John to do a car review, and he did a review of a car.
Right, Bulge. You're not my biggest fan. We've established this. Did he or did he not wibble on that Alpine fucking test? So it's not just me then, is it? And he moaned about you talking about the brakes and you aimed it all
and
at
anyway,
me.
Anyway, you were supposed to be fucking
go on
doing a review on a
Tesla.
Yeah,
but he talked me out of it, didn't he?
What? No, mate, you probably listened to the podcast and went, I'm not letting them fucking chimps anywhere near my car.
No, it was only Duffy. He knows how fucking dumb we are.
Fair.
I can't be bothered. It's too fucking
it's
hot.
It's fucking
hot. You two are doing what you're doing. I just think you'd end up in quite a slow race where they tried to make the fuel last and then the last five laps they fucking pin it.
I think it would be the other way round.
Nah.
I think it would be, yeah, we're winning. Max, you've used 80% of your fuel. Fuck.
Yeah, slow down. You just end up in a race where, like... I'll tell you what you've got there is Formula E. Basically.
He's got a point.
But about the different engine configurations. They've got 100% of battery power, and they either go like fuck at the start, then slow down.
Mm.
Or they take it nice and steady, and they go like fuck at the end.
Oh, I don't fucking know then.
No, you do know. It's me that's wrong. I'm wrong.
True.
No.
Oh, sorry. No, it's not
true. Which side are you on?
I don't know anymore.
Too hot. You didn't even know what's going on.
Either side.
I'll tell you what, then. End. Let's talk about Formula 1 corner. No. And we'll wrap it on a fucking head. I had Bulge's car game. I can't be bothered.
No. Me neither.
But I do have a good car, though. Good two cars, actually.
Oh.
And actually, it's annoying because I do kind of want to talk about one of the cars. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Right. You two have got 2 weeks. Oh, it's the Niall show. He's telling us what to do. You two have got 2 weeks.
I drive here.
I'm here, aren't I? It's annoying because you can't argue. You are physically here. You know? I want you to think of a car that is a forgotten hero. Okay? A car that at the time, maybe for various reasons. So like I said, purely using this as an example, I don't think this is a forgotten hero. But the Abarth that I mentioned, the 595, yeah? We went, hot, go, because they came out when?
I mean, the 60s?
Nope, the new one.
2011?
Yeah. About then, I'd say. Roughly, give or take, right? You could also have an E92 M3 at that time with a 4-litre V8 and a manual gearbox if you really wanted one. Do you want a 595? No. What?
I mean, not in the same price bracket, but okay.
No, they're not. All right, it's purely an example. But what I mean is, it's a car that you go, well, what would I want one of them? Because I could have these.
Mm.
And then as we've established, the way things have moved on, the way things have progressed, these isn't necessarily the best option now. And reverting back to the mythical sort of Renault 5 that you were talking about,
yeah,
how great it would be, despite the fact that it's not obvious what is something that you'd want. Why would you want a hot hatch? Why would you want this? Why would you want that? But it would work. In the same way, I think a 595 would work. I think a Fiesta ST would work. Da da da. Because I have one in mind, but it's also going to be a car that's going to use for Bulge's car game. So I want you two to have a think about a forgotten hero that for maybe at the time we didn't appreciate it like we should have done, but now we look back, we go, do you know what? That was fucking cool, and it didn't get the credit it deserved. A perfect example, but I kind of do think it is held in the right regard, is the Clio V6.
Yeah.
How batshit crazy was that?
Yeah.
And at the time, I don't think we really gave it that much credit for being that batshit crazy, did we?
No, not really.
No.
But then you look back and you think, hang on. Renault put a V6 engine in the back of a Clio.
Yeah.
Made it wider than a double-decker bus.
And rear-wheel drive.
Homologation special? Nope.
Just because.
One-off prototype? Nope. Just fucking because, basically.
You've made this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Le baguette.
Yeah. We didn't ask for this. No one wanted this. We thank you.
Yeah.
Merci, sir. Monsieur.
Monge-toot.
Monge-toot, Rodders. So I want you two to think of a forgotten favourite.
Mm.
And I also would like the listeners to think of a forgotten favourite.
All three. I'm sure we'll be inundated with
a message.
None messages. Of them.
No messages. Yes. Scania 141.
That's quite rare, to be fair.
Yeah. Cool, they're probably clang, 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 go, aren't they then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Formula One. It is becoming a
snooze fest. Oh wait,
no! You don't even watch it, can you? You don't even watch. Do you even watch the 5-minute highlights that me and John recommended to you?
No.
Shows up though, doesn't he?
Here, aren't I?
Here, aren't I?
40-mile round trip, boy.
Yeah, whose fault's that?
Yours, because it has to be at your house.
It doesn't have to be at my house, no. All right. No, I'll tell you what, we'll do it at your house next time.
If you want.
It's fine by me. Okay. You can take all the stuff with you tonight.
No, you can bring it with you.
Nope.
Well, there you go then.
I'd like it to be set up when I arrive, and John would like a comfy chair in his position. When you arrived earlier, John, was the comfy chair in yours?
It was, thank you. I also need there to be a shop just at the end of the road.
Okay.
And yeah. A shit takeaway that would deliver never in the time frame you expect. We'd like that, please.
Either really quickly or
never.
In 2 days' time.
Or did they get the order? Where the fuck's my food? What the fuck was I saying? Formula One Corner.
Yeah.
I would like to make a mid-season prediction for the front runners next year. Okay?
Okay.
Sauber.
Don't exist.
Cadillac.
Audi.
No. It's not sports endurance cars. Now, I think the top
Audi in there next year, though.
Bearing in mind.
No, it's Cadillac.
I thought Audi were in as well.
Cadillac are joining next year, and I think Audi's in...
28?
Oh, is it? Okay.
Let me Google it for you.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Audi and F1. Oh, no, they're going to be a power unit manufacturer beginning with the 2026 season.
For who? For Cadillac, or...?
That makes sense.
Oh.
Oh. Well, maybe it is 26. Nico Hülkenberg. Don't know. Anyway. Frankly, yeah. It is 26. It is next year. Sauber becomes Audi next year. So, I think... So, we're going to regulation change.
Yeah.
Next year. Quite a hefty one. I don't necessarily mean next season, but just next year. I kind of mean the next generation of who's going to be at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And my three teams that I think are going to be the front runners, I'd like to hear yours.
Williams.
Well. Williams.
Yeah.
McLaren.
And Haas.
And Aston. Haas.
What, all from, what's he called?
The Newey.
The Newberg.
Yeah, bearing in mind he's not going to have too much input in next season's car, but I think the season after that is going to be an all Newey car. Or at least 28, which is only really two seasons away, technically.
Yeah.
I said a long time ago Williams were going to be up there. Wodge, I believe, actually laughed me out the room at the time, if I remember correctly. I think they're definitely going to be up there next year, because they've done leaps and bounds, as I said they would.
Yeah.
This year especially.
They've actually got points.
Yeah. I think they're like, yeah, got quadruple the points that they had after the...
But then... Fucking kick Sauber. Yeah. What are they called?
Steak
kick.
Yeah, the
kick the steak down the stairs.
Yeah.
Do not fuck my
door.
Door slam.
Hang on, it's a different team.
Whatever they're called.
Throw the.
But oh, they've scored. Hey.
Go on, sing it.
No.
Go on, because they don't know what we're laughing about.
Yeah.
You can say it.
No.
It's from a television film.
Yeah, but I don't think it's...
You can quote a film.
Okay.
Can you in Danbus? Their dog was called... So can I say in the film, Danbusters, their dog was called...
No.
Can I say that?
In inverted commas, Nigel.
Surely I can say that.
You could quote
if you want
Blazing
to...
Saddles if you want it.
Sing me one of them songs. Oh, the countdown racetrack's 5 miles long. Do-da.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of Blazing Saddles quotes.
Yeah.
It's more the old lady going,
extend.
Get out of my face.
Nigel.
Yeah.
Extend. a Laurel and Hardy welcome to our new Nigel.
Oh dear.
Oh fucking hell.
Surely I can quote that.
I don't think you should. I honestly don't.
You could try it.
If you do decide to, I just want to put it out there that I'm anti it. Right?
Well, fuck you, throw me under the bus, every man for
no,
himself.
No, there's nothing to do with throwing under the bus.
Women, children, and John first.
No.
Wish you wouldn't go down with the ship, Captain Smith?
Not for that. For many other things, I would.
But not for that.
Because I would do anything for love. But I won't do that.
He's shit himself in a minute.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It was
like a growler. Is there a puma in the corner
this
there?
This was what I was talking, I was going to say on the Patreon.
Right now and a half, she's not putting you down.
Is, have you heard of a guy called Justin Stagner?
He does
the, what does he call him?
Justin what?
Southern Grandpa sayings.
Yes, I have. He's all that.
There was one that he did the other day, and it made me fucking laugh. Where he comes out of the toilet, and he goes, I'm not going to do the accent because I'm not very good at it. But he goes,
South African.
No. He says something along the lines of, I believe I just, the shit I just took, I believe I could shit through a cotton sock without touching a single thread.
I think that's where It's Gonna Itch When It Dries comes from as well, is that bloke?
It might be.
It's Gonna Itch When It Dries.
Yeah. Yeah, he does some fucking funny ones.
Can I throw something into Bulge 103?
Oh, that's what I was saying. Steak, Salba, fucking... They've scored a shitload of points.
Have them?
Yeah.
Are they Bulge? What the fuck are you doing?
All right. Aston, however...
Not so.
...have done nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've got any points this season.
They must have got some from Fernand.
I don't know, because Fernand's had endless...
Fernando!
I was thinking that.
He's had endless troubles.
F1 standings.
There's no point me Googling it.
Well, last time you both started to Google things and said, oh, you do that all the fucking time.
No, what? I'm just saying, if you're doing it, I don't need to.
Right, who do you think's bottom at the moment?
I ain't from Yorkshire,
Bottom would be Haas.
Nope.
Haas Williams.
No, it's not Williams.
Fuck off, Bowles. Go home, please.
All right.
Alpinus, then.
Yes.
I'm gonna shit.
Oh,
no.
There's definitely someone in the departure lounge there.
You see
what was it you said in Wales?
Aft torpedo tube is flooded and ready to fire.
Lewis Down shared something on his Instagram story and sent it to me as well. And it's like a model of...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't make me laugh, so I'll shit myself live on air.
Get these Spider-Man and duvets out.
Underoos. It was like a model, so I can't concentrate at all now. It was a model of Shrek, and it just looked like Shrek, but like really like skewed. And it said, when you fart and your underpants get heavier. Oh, me right now. Oh, Christ.
Yeah, so the standings, sorry. Please.
Do you want them from bottom to top?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, at the bottom we have Alpinus.
And then I'm going to guess Aston.
Nope. After...
Really?
Yep. There's only 2 points in it, mine, between these two teams.
Arrows.
So it must be Haas, then.
No. Haas are doing better than you remember.
Jordan.
I wish.
Oh.
Alpine?
Give you a clue.
Oh, that is actually Kik Sauber, is it?
Yeah.
How many have they got, though?
26. Alpine are on 11.
Yeah.
Kik Sauber 26. Aston Martin 8 for 28. Haas got 29.
Simtek Racing
from 1994.
Kingfisher.
Jaguar.
No. Who are now?
Red Bull,
yeah.
Pastor Maldonado.
Verline. Then it's the RB cash out, the we're not Red Bull. Yeah. Fifth is Williams.
Will I Ams.
Red Bull, Merck, Ferrari, and then McLaren.
How the mighty have fallen.
Well, Ferrari are 1 point ahead of Mercedes, and McLaren are at the top. Only two teams, other than McLaren, have won a race, being
Red Bull.
Yep.
Tolman.
And
Tolman.
Oh, I didn't.
Brabham.
Did Russell win one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it mad to think? Not that long ago, Alonso was in a orange and black McLaren with no sponsors, going GP2 engine.
Yeah.
GP2 engine at Japan, where the Honda engine was from. And now they're 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Lando's, or do you think it's Oscar Piastri? Who's maybe that shot his missus? Sorry.
It's not funny.
Oscar Pistorius.
Just putting that out there.
Oh, John.
A murder of the first degree is not that funny.
What was he called again?
Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius.
Who? Oscar.
Oscar
Pistorius.
Oh, murder is funny, to be fair.
Okay.
39-45. In Niall's case.
Mass. Oh, Christ. Tonight's been weird.
It's hot.
Yeah.
I can remember last year when we had one of these sort of nights. It was fucking baking and we were shit that night as well. Oh, don't do that. My feet are too hot.
Niall is about to literally be shit.
The thing is, though, two of us have been at work all day and then we've come here and been fucking in the heat.
I think three of us have been to work. He just finished half a day.
Oh, look at this pump. I'll better open this pump, right? Phone. Is beer coming out of it yet?
Shit, I'm going to change gear.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Don't even need to. Hey, wanker! Don't know why, just a car driving cunt.
My speedo's more accurate than yours.
It is.
I need braking distance.
I do. Do you want to die?
You want to die? Oh, Christ.
Yeah, you're not exactly doing loads of work, are you? Pump's doing all the work.
Morning. Where do I work? In a porn factory.
Mm-hmm. He's a fluffer. Then he's a scrubber.
Load.
Anyway. Bye.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're done an hour and 37 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
So, forgotten favourites.
Yeah. I'll try and remember.
Is
remind
it the words
me
for it? You know what I'm trying to get at, though. Cars, underappreciated cars that we now...
Lost heroes.
There we go. It's good. Yes. Lost heroes. Well done.
Good thing I'm here.
I don't know what we'd do without you. We wouldn't be here. I would be. But this wouldn't be happening.
No.
Right.
Bulge say, least I'm here.
At least I'm here.
Sound like you popped the tiniest balloon ever.
Well, I thought it'd be more impressive than that, but balloon it didn't happen.
John say ots fuck.
It is ots fuck.
25 degrees in this room.
Ugh.
And smelly of ass. Bollocks.
Yeah. I'm literally down to my underpants.
Yeah, oh, this is
socks
the first.
Socks off, this shorts is the first off. Fucking... Rostin.
I'm surprised that we got the semi-naked episode before we got the drunk episode, if I'm being honest with you. I thought it would be the same one.
Yeah.
When are we going to do that? When are you going to man up and actually allow
Lucifer
us to do it?
No.
Why? Would you tolerate me and him being drunk?
For a while.
Enough to, an hour and a half to record? Well, it's not going to be a main episode. It's a Patreon, so an hour?
Maybe.
Well, it's an hour recording. No, we'd be far too annoying, wouldn't we?
I'm quite a pleasant drunk, though.
I'm a very pleasant drunk, but I think me and you drunk in a room with him who's not drunk would get, for him, very annoying very fast. Isn't that right, Bulge?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we can't drag this out anymore. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I haven't hit record.
Still not funny.
That was annoying. Sounds like Glastonbury in here. Def to bold.
Say yes to ATS. I don't know.
What's that?
It's AVS. That's what it was. The advert for the UPVC windows back in the day.
Yeah. I was going to say ATS is tyres, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant ATM.
Bye!
ATM.
Bye.
She can schnull the mouth. Right, okay. Let's knock it in there. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.